Is there another way?
Yes.
What do I have to do?
First of all, see the conditioning of that egoic self. Just recognize it. See it. See it in the history of humanity. See it in the people around you. And see it in yourself. Without any blame. Because otherwise, what the ego would love that. They are all dreadful, these egos. They're all around me. And so there are actually humans who say that I hate humans. The French philosopher Jean-Paul Sartre said it beautifully. His saying is usually translated into English as, "Hell is other people." Literally, what he said, the literal translation from French is even better. It's, "Hell is the others." And that is a very strong egoic sense of me and the rest of the universe. Us and the others. And that must not be lost. That conditioned mind pattern wants to have that rigid separation between me and the others. Us and them. That must stay in place. And in order for it to stay in place, that sense of separation between me and the universe, yes, in order for that internal barrier, that internal sense of separation to stay in place, I need to maintain regularly conflict. I need my enemies, because if I go without conflict and enemies for too long, this boundary begins to dissolve between me and others. Peace that lasts for too long becomes threatening to that egoic sense of self. Who am I? It feels so peaceful. Something wrong here. I don't know who I am anymore. And so, on an individual level, that is often experienced as the need for unhappiness even. That people carry that continues to be in conflict with situations and people and events is unhappiness. To be in a traffic jam and being in a mental complaint about it is unhappiness. To be anywhere and complain about what is, except when you're talking to somebody who can do something about it. Please give me fresh food. You say in a restaurant, this food is off. That's not complaining that I'm talking about. Then the waiter can hopefully do something about it. Say, this is not right. I asked for a room with a bath, and this room has not even running water. So you go talk to somebody who can do something. But if there's nobody who can do anything about it, why complain? Because the ego loves it. Why complain in the head or talk to yourself about it, talk to other people about it, feel the emotions that go with it. And that's how it's so normal to live like that. To be at odds with what? Reality. I'm against it. What do you think of reality? I'm completely against it. Uh, Of course, reality is ultimately only ever the present moment, but that's enough for the ego, because, and here we come to the crunch of it, we've started pointing to it at the very beginning already. The ego has an intense dislike of the present moment. It would rather make it into an enemy, or at least try to get away from it, which is also a kind of making it into an enemy.